愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
我们最近教会的读经进度在读马太福音。
And recently our Bible reading has been in Matthew.
到了大概是十五章。
Up to chapter 15.
那在马太福音里面呢，我们可以看到主耶稣称赞好几个人。
In the Gospel of Matthew, we can see that Jesus praised many people.
那从主耶稣的称赞，我们可以看到神在看一个人，跟我们人在看一个人，有时候是很不一样。
And from Jesus' praises, we can see that the way God sees a man and the way a man may see another man is different.
那主耶稣其实就是神。
So Jesus is actually God.
那如果能够被主耶稣称赞，
And if this person is able to be praised by Jesus,
就是主耶稣所纪念的人。
Then this is a person whom Jesus remembers.
好，那我们先来看马太福音的第八章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
第八章的第十节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. Verse 10, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
这里在第五节说，主耶稣到加百农，有一个百夫长进前来求主耶稣。
In verse 5, it says that when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him.
那这个百夫长不是为自己求什么。
And the centurion was not pleading for himself.
他是为他的仆人向主耶稣求。
He was pleading for his servant.
我们看第六节经。
Let us look at verse 6. Verse 6, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented.
这里说我的仆人害得瘫痪躺在家里甚是疼。
Here it says,
疼苦。
My servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented.
所以我们可以看到这个百夫长对自己的仆人很有爱心。
So we can see that this centurion had great love for his servant.
百夫长是一个有权的人。
And a centurion has power.
有权又有爱心呢，这不简单。
He has authority and also love. This isn't easy.
因为有权的人常常觉得自己比人高一等。
Because a person with authority often thinks that he is higher than other people.
所以你服侍我是应当的。
So it is expected for someone to serve him.
但是一个有权的人他的仆人病了，甚至疼苦。好像这个痛苦就是痛在他的身上。
But the centurion with so much authority seemed to be feeling the pain that his servant was feeling.
那这个是真正的一个伟大的人。
And this is a very mighty man.
所以一个人的伟大不一定是社会上出名、飞黄腾达、有什么成就。
So the mightiness of a man is not based on his fame in the world.
一个人能够被主耶稣纪念在属灵上，这个才是真正的我们人的一种成就。
If a man is able to be remembered by God, then this is the achievement.
这也需要神帮助了。
And we need the help of God.
所以他来求主耶稣，说他甚是疼苦。
So he came pleading to Jesus, saying that his servant was dreadfully tormented.
那我们就看他对主耶稣怎么称呼。
And let us look at how he calls out to Jesus.
我们看第六节开始说主啊。
Verse 6, he says, Lord.
那下面说我的仆人。
He says, Lord, my servant.
所以这里可以看到两个主。
So here we can see two masters.
一个是这个仆人的主。
One is the servant's master.
就是这个百夫长。
Which is the centurion.
但是这个百夫长他还有另外一个主。
But the centurion had another master.
就是主耶稣。
Which was the Lord Jesus.
所以我们在这个社会上要让一个 人、相当有成就的人、来敬拜主耶稣是主，非常不简单。
In this current society, for a very successful person to call Jesus their Lord is not easy.
因为一旦我来接受主耶稣做主，那我就变成仆人。
Because as soon as you accept Jesus as your master, then you are the servant.
那我本身就变成小了。
Then you yourself become smaller.
那变成我要顺服主耶稣。
And it becomes that you must serve Jesus.
我要听他的话。
And you must listen to him.
所以一个人在世界上、越高越大、越有成就越出名越难信耶稣。
So the more power, authority, and fame a person has, the harder it is to worship God.
但是这个百夫长不同的是，虽然他是这个仆人的主人。
But the centurion was different in that even though he was the master of a servant.
但是在主耶稣的面前他很谦卑。
In front of Jesus, he was very humble.
所以称说主啊。
So he called Jesus his Lord.
这样的人、容易得恩典。
And this type of person easily receives blessings.
水往低处流。
The water will flow to the bottom.
那神的, 神的恩典往谦卑的人流去。
And God, God's blessings flow towards the humble.
那我们看第七节。
Let us look at verse 7.
耶稣说，我去医治他。
Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him.
当一个人用爱心、在为别人祷告的时候，这个祷告很容易感动神。
When a person prays for another person out of love, it is very easy to touch God.
有时候我们常常讲，主耶稣这么伟大，我算什么？
We often say that Jesus Christ is so mighty, what do we count as?
我的祷告他怎么会听呢?
How could he hear my prayers?
但是主耶稣的心呢,是最软的一个。
But the heart of Jesus is the softest.
他对世人充满着怜悯。
He has great mercy for the people on earth.
所以当一个人、用着爱心来替别人祈求,常常会感动神。
So when a person out of love prays for another person, it is very easy to touch God.
有时候我们为别人祷告，变成常常容易变成一种形式。
And sometimes we pray for others, as a type of action.
反正叫我帮谁祷告，我就帮他祷告，我的心不一定在那里。
We think, we'll just pray for this person, but our hearts may not be there.
那我怎么知道我的心有没有在那里？
And how do we know if our hearts are there?
就是当我们为别人祷告的时候，我们的心有没有感觉？
We know this by seeing whether we have feeling when we pray for another person.
如果我们从头祷告到尾都没有感觉，
If we pray from beginning to end without any feelings,
很可能这是一种外表上、形式上我在帮别人祷告。
It is very likely that this is just a formality and an outward action.
那如果那个人把它换作是我的父母、是我的儿子、是我的配偶。
But if you change your perspective and view that person as your parents or your spouse,
那我们的祷告就会更加迫切。
Then your prayers will become more fervent.
因为我们有感觉。
Because we have feelings.
那个感觉从哪里来？
And where do these feelings come from?
从我们对我们为他祷告的人的爱来的。
It comes from the love we have towards the people we pray for.
所以当我们为别人祷告，我们有那个急迫感，那这个就是表示有神的爱在我们里面。
When we pray for other people and we have a feeling of fervency, then this means that we have love for them.
那有神的爱在中间了，这个祷告就容易发生功效。
And when God's love is in between this, then it is very effective.
所以最困难的不是帮别人祷告。
So the hardest part is not praying for other people.
最困难的是，当我们为别人祷告的时候，我们有那个真正的爱去感受到他的痛苦，出于爱来帮他祷告。
The hardest part is to have the love to feel another person's suffering and use this to pray out of love.
那当主耶稣说我要去医治他的时候，
And when Jesus said that I will come and heal him,
就是表示主耶稣已经答应这件事情。
This means that Jesus has agreed.
主耶稣如果答应了，就没有一件事情不会成全的。
Once Jesus agrees, then there is nothing that will not come to pass.
那个好像那个瞎眼的。
Just like the blind man.
大声喊，主啊，可怜我。
He cried out to Jesus and said, Lord, have mercy on me.
主耶稣说，你要我为你做什么？
And Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you?
他说，我要能看见。
He said, I want to be able to see.
主耶稣说，你能看见。
And Jesus said, you will be able to see.
他马上就看见。
And he received his sight immediately.
所以主耶稣真的有那个权柄。
So Jesus had the authority.
你如果到一个公司里面
If we go into a company,
谁的权力最大？
Who has the greatest authority?
谁最后讲话，那个就是权力最大。
The person who has the last word has the greatest authority.
他讲了就算了。
When he says something, then it is done.
这个叫做权力。
This is called authority.
那他的讲话可以压过一切属下的人。
And his words can override other people's words.
主耶稣虽然是非常卑微。
And even though Jesus was very lowly,
但是主耶稣讲就成了。
Once Jesus said something, it came to pass.
因为他真的有那个权柄。
Because he really did have the authority.
所以今天我们遇到困难。
So today, when we face challenges,
可能我们告诉别人。
Maybe we tell others.
别人会同情我们。
And others will sympathize with us.
但是常常我发现同情本身并没有办法解决我的问题。
But I feel like when people sympathize with me, it does not solve the problem.
但是真的能解决我问题是什么？
What can really solve my problem?
需要一位有权柄的，他说了就算。
We need someone who has authority, who can say something and it comes true.
那这个有权柄就是主耶稣。
And the person who has this authority is Jesus.
所以当我们有困难，最后应该要来找主耶稣。
So when we are facing challenges, we must resort to Jesus.
因为他说算就算，他说成就成。
Because whatever he says comes true.
所以主耶稣说，我去医治他，这一句话就证明这个仆人一定会好，因为主耶稣已经说要医他了。
So Jesus said, I will come and heal him. This means that the servant will surely be healed.
但是到第八节，百夫长说，主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢当。
But in verse 8, the centurion said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof.
那你只要说一句话，我的仆人就好了。
But only speak a word and my servant will be healed.
所以这个百夫长虽然是百夫长，真的是很谦卑。
So even though this centurion was a centurion, he still had humility.
要你来，我不敢当。
He said that I am not worthy.
他是神啊。
He is God.
很尊贵啊。
He is very honorable.
我怎么能够让你专程跑一趟呢？
How can I let you come to my house?
你说一句话，我的仆人就必好。
Only speak a word and my servant will be healed.
这个就是信心。
This is faith.
主耶稣讲一句话，我的仆人就必好。
Once Jesus speaks a word, I believe my servant will be healed.
有时候我们每一天在祷告。
And when we pray every day,
祷告到最后我们常常忘记一件事情。
Often we forget something.
我真的相信祷告有功效吗？
Do I really believe in the effectiveness of prayer?
我们这样去想的时候，常常发现虽然我们常常祷告，但不一定我们真的相信祷告有功效。
And if we think about this closely, then we may realize that sometimes we don't believe in the effectiveness of prayer.
所以这个信心就是对神的应许坚定不移的相信。
So this faith is a firm belief in God's will.
因此一个人祷告会不会发生功效，最重要不是神能不能做。
So the effectiveness of prayer does not depend on whether God can do it or not.
最重要是我是不是相信。
The most important thing is whether you believe it or not.
我们来看马可福音第九章。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 9.
马可第九章。
Mark chapter 9.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
第九章二十三节。
Chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said to him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
这里记载有一个父亲还是生病。
Here it says a father had a sick child.
他来求主耶稣。
And he came to ask Jesus for help.
主耶稣说，你如果信，再信的人凡事都能。
And Jesus answered, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
我们大家很相信这一句话，后面这一句话，神无所不能，凡事都能。
All of us believe that all things are possible to God.
但是这一句话有一个前提，再信的人。
But this phrase has a beginning part, which is, if you can believe.
所以圣经里面讲你如果芥菜，你的信心像一粒芥菜种这样，就可以产生很大的功效。
The Bible says that if you have faith that is the size of a mustard seed, then you will have a great accomplish a lot.
所以有时候我们祷告不是神不能做，实在是我们信心不够。
So sometimes when we pray, it is not that God cannot fulfill our wishes, it's that we do not have enough faith.
我们看24节。
Let us look at verse 24. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
如果我们看英文就很难解释，前面哦，我相信，哦，那后面求主，我信不足，求主帮助，英文叫做 help my unbelief。我信，求主帮助我的不信，这个怎么会同时存在呢？
If we look at the English translation, it says, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. So this seems very contradictory.
我信就信啊，要怎么什么又帮助我的不信呢？
If I believe, then I believe. How can I help? How can you help my unbelief?
我们知道一个不信神的人要转变为信神，这个最难。
We know that for a person who does not believe in God, to turn to a person who does believe in God is very hard.
因为神看不见了。
Because they cannot see God.
对，他就问一个问题，拿出来给我看，我就信。
And so they tell us, prove it, and I will believe.
那神是灵的，怎么拿得出来呢？
But God is spirit, how can we prove it?
那信主以后。
But after you believe,
我们自己读圣经，我们自己听道理，听了以后，我们这个信心的知识越来越多。
After we spend time reading the Bible and listening to sermons, our knowledge of faith increases.
我们一对信一大堆知识。
We have a lot of knowledge regarding faith.
我相信有神，我相信神无神无所不能。
I believe in God and I believe in His power.
但是我们缺乏依靠神那个活的信心。
But we are missing the living faith that relies on God.
这个好像什么？
And what is this like?
以前台湾的三地啊，很多信徒从平地去访问。
Back in Taiwan, some people went to visit the people in the
吊桥。
On the bridge, the suspension bridge.
哎呀。那很多姐妹啊，走到吊桥旁边了，就不敢走过去。
And some sisters, when they reached the edge of the bridge, they were afraid to go across it.
那你就问她，你觉得你走下去吊桥会断掉吗？她说不会的，我相信不会断掉。
And we asked them, do you believe that if you walk across it, it will break?
知识上她相信她不会断掉。
So they knew that the bridge would not break.
但已经几十年，这么多人走过，怎么会我走过就断掉？
It's been tens of years since people have walked over the bridge without it breaking.
那你既然相信它不会断掉，那就走过去吧，我不敢走。
And if you believe that it will not break, then you should just walk across.
你相信神可以医你的病吗？
Do you believe that God can cure your illnesses?
知道神无所不能。
We know that God is almighty.
那你生病去看医生也没有什么错啊。
And so there's nothing wrong in going to a doctor.
但是如果医生都不能医好，
But if the doctor cannot heal you,
现在你愿意来靠神吗？
Are you willing to rely on God?
我们常常发现，那个时候我们就发现信心很软弱。
It is at that time that we realize our faith is very weak.
那个时候我们才发现，非洲人圣经不太懂，信心比我们强。
It is at that moment that we realize that even though the people in Africa do not understand the Bible as much as we do, they have stronger faith.
生病以后，他没有钱医，也没有医院去。
They don't have the money to go to hospitals.
那怎么办？
Then what do we do?
这头剃光，弟兄啊。
This person shaved his head.
这样就不必要就烦恼他的头了。
So that he wouldn't have to worry about his head.
就带着草席到教会来。
He brought a mat to church.
祷告一个小时，睡两个小时，祷告一个小时，睡两个小时。
He prayed for an hour and slept for 2 hours and prayed again.
祷告到什么时候？
And when did he stop?
祷告到好啊。
Until he was better.
好了，带着草席回去啊。
And after he was better, he took his mat and returned home.
信心的知识不是很清楚，但是信靠神的心却很强。
So even though they do not have a clear understanding of faith, they have a very strong faith.
所以这一个人我们刚刚回来看马太福音第八章。
So back in Matthew chapter 8.
这个百夫长，你只要讲一句话，他就好了。
The centurion said that only speak a word and my servant will be healed.
非常有信心。
He had great faith.
他不只知道神能做，而且他相信主耶稣能做。
he not only knew that Jesus could do it, he believed it.
所以主耶稣说，这么大的信心啊，就是以色列中我也没有见过的。
And so Jesus said that, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
主耶稣来先要到犹太人的家去。
Jesus wanted to visit a Jewish person's home.
要先拯救这些世上的人。
To save the people on this earth.
所以十一节。
So in verse 11.
从东从西将有许多人来在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各坐席。这个从东从西啊，就是跟十二节有关系。
So in verse 11, it mentions from east and west, and it is related to verse 12.
唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边，哀黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
Verse 12, but the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
为什么本国这个神的选民被赶到黑暗去呢？不是神没有给他机会。
Why will the sons of the kingdom be cast out into outer darkness? It is not that God did not give them a chance.
是他们不信。
It is because they did not believe.
是不是神不要他？是他们不要神。
It is not that God does not want them. It is that they do not want God.
他不信。
They don't believe.
所以从东从西从各个地方犹太人以外各个地方的人都要得恩典。
So that is why many will come from the east and west and sit down and receive blessings.
13节。
In verse 13.
主耶稣对百夫长说。
Jesus said to the centurion.
照你的信心给你成全。
Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you.
那个时候仆人病就好了。
And at that time, the servant was healed.
所以这第一个主耶稣所称赞的人。
So this is the first person whom God praised.
就是一个百夫长的信心。
Which was the centurion's faith.
好，那我们现在再来看马太福音的十五章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音的十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
26节,
Verse 26, but he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.
27节,
Verse 27, and she said, Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
28节,
28, then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire.
这个地方在提到一个迦南妇人。
Here it mentions a woman from Canaan.
她大声喊主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
She cried out to Jesus, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David."
我的女儿被鬼附得甚是苦。
My daughter is severely demon possessed.
那到二十四节。
And in verse 24.
耶稣一言不答。
Jesus.
In
verse 23, Jesus answered her not a word.
门徒来求他说：“这个妇人在我们后喊着说，喊叫，请打发她走吧。”
And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us."
主耶稣来呀，主要先要到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
So Jesus came mainly to save those who were lost in Israel.
所以这个妇人好像被排除在恩典的外面。
So this woman seemed to be outside the boundaries of his blessings.
因此，如果我们看刚刚读的。
So if we look at what we just read.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.
因为在旧约时代只有神是以色列百姓是选民。
In the Old Testament, only the Israelites were the chosen people.
所以雅各改名叫以色列。
So Jacob's name was changed into Israel.
这个以色列就是神的王子。
And this Israel was the prince of God.
非常尊贵。
Very honorable.
是独居之民。
The chosen nation.
不列在万民当中。
Not numbered among the nations.
那 以色列人之外全部叫做外邦。
And everyone who is not an Israelite was called a Gentile.
只有以色列是神最尊贵的一群人。
Only the Israelites were the most honorable people.
所以这里叫做儿女。
So here it is called the children.
对，那以色列人以外呢？
So, other than the Israelites,
这里讲哈，不好拿儿女吃的给狗吃。
Jesus said that it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.
今天，如果我们要去求恩典
，So today, if we want to ask for blessings,
有人把我们形容做狗
，and someone calls us a dog.
我们已经觉得我的自尊心受损了。
We must feel that our dignity has been hurt.
我下次我教会不来了。
And next time I will not come to church.
这个是一般人的反应啊。
And this is a regular reaction.
虽然要拜神，也要自尊心。
So even though you worship God, you must have, you still want your dignity.
人要得到神的恩典。
For a person to receive God's blessings.
如果愿意把自己压低，这个人就真的能得恩典。
If they are willing to press themselves low, then they will receive blessings.
像施洗约翰在传道里。
For example, John the Baptist was preaching.
有当时的文士、法利赛人从耶路撒冷下到旷野听他讲道。
The scribes and Pharisees came down from Jerusalem to listen to his speech.
这个施洗约翰讲的也不太好听啊，毒蛇的种类，谁只是你们逃避将来的愤怒？
And the words of John the Baptist were not easy to hear. He called them a brood of vipers.
那如果今天我们听到这个话，我下一次不会来慕道了。
And if today we hear this, we may say that we will not come again.
因为我们在教会里面呢，都把它认为这是人跟神的关，人跟人的关系。
Because within the church, we consider it to be a relationship between man and man.
所以这一群人如果不尊重我，我就不要这个教会。
So if this group of people do not respect me, then I will not come to this church.
那如果这一群人尊重我，我一定来这个教会。
But if this group of people respects me, then I will come to this church.
那我来不来教会，跟人怎么对待我很有关系。
So whether or not I come to church has a great relationship between how people treat me.
这个是很多人对教会是这样的态度。
Many people have this attitude towards church.
所以他为什么不来教会？
So why doesn't this person come to church?
因为谁得罪了他？
Because someone criticized them, hurt them, offended them.
那为什么不来教会？
And why doesn't this person come to church?
因为没有人关心他。
Because no one cares for him.
但是如果我们看这个妇人，
But if we look at this woman,
主耶稣说，不好意思，不好把这个儿女吃的饼丢给狗吃。
Jesus said it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.
她怎么讲？
How did she respond?
妇人说，主啊，不错，但狗也吃它主人桌上掉下来的脆渣。
She said, "Yes, Lord. Even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table."
不错，在至高的神面前呢，我是很卑微，就像狗一样。
Yes,
我是不配的。
In front of this Almighty God, I am like a dog. I am not worthy.
那你即使儿女吃的把它丢到饼狗来吃，你也不会把它赶走啊。
Yeah, even the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
那这样主耶稣就没话讲了。
And so Jesus was left without words.
所以说你的信心是大的。
He said, "O woman, great is your faith."
为着要得到恩典，
to receive blessings.
她能够用卑微的身份来亲近神。
This woman was able to humble herself and draw closer to God.
所以今天如果我们来教会真的是出于信心，
So today, if we come to church truly out of faith,
我就是要来拜神。
Then, we come to worship God.
我知道救恩就在主耶稣的身体，在真教会里面。
I know that true salvation lies in Jesus' body, and it is in the church.
你想想看，如果今天我们身上有一个绝症，
if you think about it, if today we have a terminal illness,
在湾区找不到医院，
and we cannot find a hospital,
没有那个专门的医生，
if we cannot find a special hospital for this in the Bay Area,
要开两个钟头，你才可以找到那个 适合的医生。
We must drive 2 hours to find this specialized doctor.
我们会去吗
？Will we go？
我们一定去的。
We will go, of course.、
哦、那个医院哦，设备不好。
The hospital does not have good equipment.、
哦、啊，里面的人待人也不亲切。
And the people in there are not hospitable.、
哦、我会去吗
？Will we go？
只要把我的病医好，再远我都会去，怎么样我都会去。
As long as we can be healed, no matter how far it is, we will go.
因为我去医院的目的是要让我的病得医治。
Because the purpose of going to the hospital is to heal our sickness.
今天我们为什么来教会
？And today, why do we come to church?
来教会最重要就是拜神。
The most important part of coming to church is worshiping God.
来教会最重要就是寻找救恩。
The most important part of coming to church is to find salvation.
救恩就在这里。
And salvation is here.
如果我们真的是这么有信心，
If we really do have great faith,
啊，敬拜神是为着得救。
Then we worship God for salvation.
得救就是在末世的方舟真教会里面。
And salvation lies within the ark that comes in the end day.
怎么会别人讲一句话我就不来，别人伤了我自尊心我就不来？
How can we not come to church when someone hurts us or offends us?
哦，所以我们的信心要提升。
So we must elevate our faith.
哦，我们来教会。
We come to church.
哦，最重要要拜那个看不见的神。
Most importantly, to worship the true God.
把我们的眼睛借着信心定准在主耶稣的身上。
Through faith, we must set our eyes upon Jesus.
啊，把我们的眼睛定准在将来的灵魂的救恩。
And set our eyes upon the coming, the coming salvation.
那你不管周围人发生了什么事情，我们不会离开这里。
So it doesn't matter what happens within the people. We must be here.
因为这是神的殿，这是天的门。
Because this is God's temple and the gateway to heaven.
哦，所以主耶稣赞美这一个迦南的妇人。
So Jesus praised this woman, Canaan woman.
这么大的信心呢？
He said, "Great is her faith."
啊，照你的信心给你成全。
Let it be to you as you desire.
她的儿女就好了。
And her daughter was healed.
好，这是第二个主耶稣所赞美的人。
And this is the second person whom God praised.
好，我们现在看第三个。
Let us look at the third person.
啊。马太福音二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26。
马太福音的二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26。
啊，二十六章第十节。
Chapter 26, verse 10. Verse 10, but when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me.
啊，这个地方主耶稣说，为什么为难这个女人呢？
Here Jesus says, Why do you trouble the woman?
啊，到底主耶稣为什么这样讲呢？
Why did Jesus say this?
啊，如果我们从第六节
If we start looking from verse 6. Verse 6, and when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, verse 7, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask, a very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. Verse 8, but when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, Why this waste? Verse 9, for this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor.
主耶稣在西门家坐席。
Jesus was at the house of Simon.
一个人，女人拿一柜极贵的香膏来。
A woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil.
那有人去查稿说，这个大概是一年的工资。
And a person went to research this, and it costed a year's worth of wages.
那表示非常贵啊。
And so it is very expensive.
但是这个香膏来就把它倒在耶稣的头上。
And she took this flask and poured it on Jesus' head.
今天如果我们看一个很贵的香膏这样倒在一个人的身上，我们有什么感觉？
Today, if we see a person pouring a very costly flask of oil on a person's head, what will we feel?
最贵的香水是一次一点点啊，怎么一下就倒光了？
The most expensive perfume is supposed to be sprayed on occasionally.
那这个门徒就很不高兴了。
And so the disciples were very angry.
说为什么这样浪费呢
？They asked why this waste.
啊，这个香膏可以卖钱呢，周济很多的穷人。
For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor.
这个有没有理？这个也很有理啊。
And so is this reasonable? Yes, it is reasonable.
你把这个香膏卖掉，拿一些钱，你看这么多穷人就分给他。
You buy this flask of oil and you earn money and you give it to the poor.
那现在问题说，如果是我会不会做？
But the problem is, if it was me, would I do it?
啊，我是会把这个香膏倒在耶稣的身上，还是照这里讲啊卖掉啊分给穷人？
Would I take this flask of oil and pour it on Jesus' head, or would I sell it to give it to the poor?
哦，首先呢，我们就要看讲这个话的人的动机是什么。
First, we must see the motivation behind the person.
不是真的顾念穷人。
These disciples did not really care for the poor.
哦，那他到底顾念什么？
So what did they care for?
我们看约翰福音十二章。
Let us turn to John chapter
12. 十二章，对。
John chapter 12.
啊，第六节。
John chapter 12 verse 6. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it.
啊，说他不是顾念穷人啊，乃他是一个贼啊。
It was not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief.
就是犹大。
This is Judas.
所以犹大口才很好。
So Judas had was very eloquent.
哦，所以他讲的听起来就是很合理的。
So everything he said sounded very reasonable.
但他的动机有问题。
But the problem lied within his motivations.
因为这么多钱卖了，带放在口袋，他在管钱啊，他可以一个人自己拿出来用。
If she sold this oil for a lot of money, he could put it into his own pockets.
哦，那主耶稣就讲这个女人啊，到普天下要讲这个女人所做的。
And Jesus said that.
我们回来看马太二十六章。
Let us turn back to Matthew chapter 26 verse 11. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always.
所以说，常有穷人跟你们同在，所以你要做什么时间都可以做。
So you have the poor with you always.
但是你不常有我。
But you do not have, but me you do not have always.
他为什么这样讲
？And why does he say this?
接下去就解释了。
He continues with an explanation.
这个香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。
For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial.
哦，原来这个女人做的是神在感动她，这是为主耶稣安葬做的。
So the woman did this because God moved her, and it was preparation for his burial.
哦，所以你们到普天下去传福音，都要讲这个女人所做的，作为纪念。
So that wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, this woman, what this woman has done, will also be told as a memorial.
很显然。这个女人做感动了主耶稣。
It is clear that this woman touched Jesus.
常常有穷人，但是不常有这个机会。
For you have the poor with you always, but you do not always have a chance to worship God.
因此我们要想想看哦，我们一生里面哦，有没有那个一生只有一次的机会？
So we must think whether in our lives we have this once in a lifetime opportunity.
哦，比方说，去年我们真耶稣教会一百周年纪念。
For example, last year we had the centennial celebration.
哦，如果真耶稣教会可以再继续一百年。
If the True Jesus Church can continue on for another 100 years.
下一个百周年纪念谁可以参加？
Who can attend that?
大概很难啊。
It is probably very hard.
所以百周年纪念，这是一生大概只有一次机会。
So this centennial celebration is probably once in a lifetime.
所以我们在一百周年就要想想我们怎么来为教会努力。
So in the centennial period, we must think of how we can work for the church.
因为我们教会不是要庆祝，而是要感恩，要纪念神的恩典。
Because the church should not be celebrating, but be giving thanks to God.
然后我们要想想怎么让我们在神的带领之下，在前面的人所建设的基础之下，让我们真耶稣教会更加的能够广传福音。
And we must think of ways we can continue preaching the gospel on the foundation that our previous, the previous people have built.
啊, 那啊, 有的地方不是我们这里啊, 有的地方啊, 自己的教会在盖会堂。
And some people are, some church, some people are building their own churches.
啊, 有时候这也是一生只有一次的机会。
And this may be a once in a lifetime opportunity.
啊, 啊, 因为什么时候会堂曾经拆掉再盖呢？很少。
Because it is very rare for a church to be rebuilt.
哦，那有时候啊，我们对一些教会的信徒，有时候一生只有一次。
And with other members in the church, sometimes we have a once in a lifetime opportunity.
当他在生病很严重的时候。
When they have a very severe illness.
我们有机会去探望他，为他祷告。
And we have the opportunity to visit them and pray for them.
很可能等他。过世以后就没有机会了。
It is very likely that once they pass away, you have no chance anymore.
所以我们能够把握机会啊，来行善。
So we must treasure our opportunities to be able to show our compassion.
啊，那坐在信徒的身上，就坐在主耶稣的身上。
And if we perform these on church members, then we are doing it for God.
那主耶稣会纪念。
And Jesus Christ will remember it.
所以今天晚上我们从马太福音啊来学习三个主耶稣所纪念的人。
So tonight we have learned about three people in the book of Matthew who have been remembered by God.
两个是信心蒙神纪念，蒙主耶稣纪念。
Two people were remembered for their faith.
一个是他献香膏，他对主耶稣的爱蒙主纪念。
And one person was remembered for her faith.
我们要唱诗。
For love. Let us sing hymn.